This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is our season premiere of the Chris Woodward Show with the Rangers manager. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. Now, we're going to bring the hard-hitting questions straight away. 47 years ago today, Henry Aaron broke the all-time home run record, and so we started having a conversation about most iconic sports moment you have seen in your lifetime. What is it for you? What immediately jumps to mind that you watched on TV, in person, whatever, you're like, that's the most amazing thing ever?
Oh, God, that's a good question, man. There's been so many. I think when I was a kid, the Michael Jordan, buzzer beater against Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of the first one that I remember as a kid that just kind of really, sparked some interest in sports. There's been so many throughout the years, though, but honestly, that's a big one. You know, and I'm so glad that obviously Hank Aaron was one of the most iconic, sports figures in the history of sports. So I love that we're celebrating them and continue to celebrate them.
Now, somebody who has been off to a torrid pace, and right now he's on pace for 81 home runs and 378 RBIs. We're going to hold him to that. Do you have Nate Lowe fever right now?
I love Nate. I think I'm just really excited for him. I'm glad I kind of identified him as a key part of getting off to a good start offensively. And I know we had our struggles last year, but there's been so much work put in throughout the years, and honestly this offseason, and just the dialogue and the buy-in. And he was a guy that bought in from day one. The second we literally traded for him, had great conversations with him. And this guy wants to be part of a great team. And I love his remarks about just the whole thing and how, his success is driven by the guys in front of him and the guys around him. And he's all in, man. And, I'm just really excited for him to get off to a good start. And I think for our team in general.
Where did the cowboy hat originate, Woody? Was that a you idea, or is that somebody else that was like, we're going to do something to celebrate our guys in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I think obviously we had talked about it a lot, and just I think the celebrating part came from all of us, but that was something that I definitely wanted to do. But I know that the hat, I think I'm going to give CY credit for. He's the one that kind of bought it and got it going. I didn't really know what to do as far as like how do we do this with the guys, and without making it too cheesy or too corny, but like at the same time celebrating and letting these guys enjoy the victories, man. It's really hard, and even on the best teams I've ever been on, we celebrated wins, and I think you should. You put so much time and effort into honestly every day into this game, and especially with our group, we put so much in, from a staff standpoint to the players, everything, and you gotta celebrate the wins, man. It's not easy to do in this game, and the hat, I'm glad it caught on, and the players love it, and I love hearing our players talk about each other, talking to each other in that setting, especially after a win that we just fought hard to get. I think it's a cool moment for us.
Woody, maybe you talked about this in the off season or spring training and I just missed it, but one thing that I've noticed as a former pitcher, your starting pitchers seem to be pitching with much better tempo. They're getting the ball back from the catcher, getting back to the mound, and then throwing another pitch. Is that something that you guys talked about with starting pitchers, or is it just something that's happening with the rhythm and kind of getting back on the mound and throwing another pitch?
It's definitely something we've discussed, and I think it's something with all of our pitchers, to be honest with you. I think after last year, we walked a ton of guys. We have good arms. And I know we've lost a few, really good ones in the back end with Jonathan and Pico and Joely and Brett Martin are coming back. But at the same time, we wanted to establish a mentality and a mindset of, we're going to attack. It fits with everything, obviously, from an apply pressure standpoint that, you know, I know I talk about a ton with our guys and our staff does as well. It just fits the mold. We have to go after these guys. We have to let these opposing hitters know that we're coming after them. And I feel like we didn't do that as well as we should have last year at times. And it got us in trouble. You know, we walked a lot of guys, created a lot of, bad counts. And our defense was on their on their heels a little bit because they're not really knowing what to expect. But when the tempo is good and the guys are pounding the zone and throwing strikes, you know, our defense is going to play well behind them. They're going to get out a lot of quick, easy outs. And it's going to put those hitters on their heels. And I think that, especially after those first two games, didn't go our way. You know, we kind of righted the ship, and I think Jordan Lyles kind of set the tone in that third game and, set the tone for the rest of the guys for the last, four games. We pitched a lot better.
Man, and then another thing, too, is I noticed, especially Jordan Lyles, right, he got some quick outs. So, he was having 1-2 pitch at-bats. And I'm just going to go back to – I remember hearing a Lance Lynn interview a year or two ago, and it's really interesting. Like, when he came into the major leagues, it was like, try to get a guy out in less than 3 pitches, but now it's more like strike a guy out. And so I just want to know from you because, I still think quick outs are so important in the game of baseball. Get back into the dugout and let your hitters hit. What is the philosophy now, and let's just be specific with the Texas Rangers, when it comes to, are we looking for quick outs or are we looking for strikeouts?
No, we're not. Yes, I think we're looking for both, but you can't strike a guy out unless you get to 2 strikes. And I think, we're trying to get to 2 strikes as quickly as possible, ideally within the first 3 pitches. I know Doug talks about that a lot and Sags talks about that a lot. Within the first 3 pitches, we need to be at 2 strikes. So we're either 1-2, we're either out of the at-bat because the guy made an out. So then we have a chance to put them away. If we're trying to put away guys on 2-2 counts and 3-2 counts, we're going to nibble and we're going to end up walking guys. But if we're ahead 0-2, 1-2 early in the count, now we can use our best pitches, and maybe pitch to the edge a little bit, not off the plate, but to the edge. A lot of those will turn, end up being off the plate, which you may get some swing and miss and some chase. But you're not going to get guys to chase unless you're attacking the zone. They're not going to chase your curveball in the dirt if you haven't thrown your curveball for a strike earlier in the count. So those are things that we're really trying to change the mentality and not be afraid to not be afraid of contact. I think that's where so many guys in the game and so many, organizations and people in the game, they just want swing and miss, swing and miss, swing and miss. And they're starting from pitch one. Well, it's creating a lot of walks. And from an offensive standpoint, we know that. So if we can just wait some of these guys out, we'll get a lot of free bases. We'll get more pitches in the middle of the zone to hit, and it'll make our offense run a lot better, which we have done. But on the flip side of that, we have to attack the strike zone to counter that.
Talking with Rangers manager Chris Woodward right here on 105.3 The Fan. And one of the pitchers we were all excited about, we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, Dane Dunning. I'm curious, early in the season and then for the season as a whole, are there any types of pitch or inning restrictions that are going to be on him?
Yes. Without giving you a specific number, I don't think we're going to allow this guy to, to go too deep. He's not going to, we don't want him throwing 200 innings this year. It doesn't make sense. We got to take care of this guy. He's a part of our future, a big part of our future. We love his makeup. We love his stuff. We got to be responsible. I think, after last year, with a lot of our younger guys, we got to make sure we're being, we're keeping their health in mind. Health is number one importance, and obviously getting him through the season healthy and whatever pitch count they get to or number of innings. Listen, he threw 5 innings the other day, and there's times where we're going to have to cut him short if he keeps doing that because he's going to force me to leave him in games, and then the innings are going to start to compile. So we just got to monitor it and make sure we're ahead of it as we go. But super excited about him. Love his competitiveness and honestly love the stuff.
Woody, we're 6 games in here, but this team, people want to get excited about it. And big picture, more than just the fine details, you're so good at both of those, seeing the big picture, but also paying attention to what the small things are in this game. Is this a team that still needs to gain confidence, realize its potential, or still really just has to grow into what it can be? Is the talent primed to be there?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you just said it all kind of in one. I think there's a lot of learning that goes on. There's a lot of understanding. We're trying to win every game. And I want fans to understand. I want people to understand, we're going with the intention to win every single game we play. Now, when we don't, or we have to learn certain things in there, we're not letting anything go. So whether it's, yesterday was a great win. 2-1 game. We beat a really good pitcher, but there was a few mistakes there that we have to clean up. You know, Leody Taveras bunting right there with first to second, nobody out. That bunt has to go to third base. He cannot bunt the NNO. It was close to third, but those are little things that we are not letting slip by. And listen, we love winning games, and we're going to celebrate, like I said, every win. But we are also going to address every little detail that we can so that these guys understand, like, and they love it. This is a tremendous group. You know, John Daniels and CY have done a great job in providing a character-driven group of guys that all, you know, feed off each other, want to be around each other. They love coming to the field. They love competing. But learning how to win, is, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. And understanding that every detail matters, especially the better you get. The more talented team, the better you get, the more expectations you have to win. Those little details have to come across every day. And we can't ignore those, you know, especially with a young team.
All right, you brought his name up, and you know I'm the number one Taveras fan club guy here. But 12 strikeouts. I know we got the triple, and that's awesome. But like, what? How patient can you be with a young player like that when you're like, okay, you got all these things, and you're here for a reason. But how patient can you be with this?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're wrapping our arms around him, but like I said, we're addressing it, and I know the kid's working hard, and you know we all love him. And whether he, you know, stays with us for the whole year or whether we at some point have to make a move and you know, send him down, it's for his best interest. There's nothing, you know, negative about it. We know he's competing. He's doing all the things. You know, there's nothing, I can't get on him for not playing hard. I can't get on him, but, you know, he's got to work through some things. He's a young player. He's got some swing and miss in there that he's got to fix. He's got to clean it up, but he knows that. It goes kind of without saying, but you know, if this kind of drags on and he continues to struggle, then we might have to make a move. But knowing that, we're going to send him down and we're going to be like, listen, you're going to have to go down and work on some things and get better. And that's the whole point of this. And he understands that. He knows that. He talked about it yesterday. He goes, sometimes you have to go through some struggles, man, to really learn yourself. And so he's a bright kid, man. He wants to get better. He wants to be great. But right now it's been tough for him. But it's also a good way for us to evaluate and see how what kind of makeup he has, see how tough he is, and see if he can, you know, keep pushing and keep grinding. And you never know, man. Maybe it's just one swing that kind of gets him going.
Now, we had a lot of our listeners made their way out to home opener on Monday. I'm curious, can you describe that scene, or was it surreal to be able to finally open the park with fans for one of y'all's games? And not that you concerned yourself too much with it, but also became kind of the political backdrop for a lot of people's thoughts about coronavirus. What was that day and that game like?
Yeah, it was different. It was, you know, part of us, we forget how quickly the new norms take shape, right? So we got kind of used to no fans last year, and you know, by halfway through, you know, the 60 game season, it seemed normal. We just see these cardboard cutouts, and we're used to it. And then this year, we go into spring training, and it was like, okay, we got some fans. But we're kind of used to the sporadic, you know, just the few fans that were in the crowd and, you know, maybe a quarter of the capacity. And then we get, you know, to the exhibition games, and it was similar to that. But right field for the first time, you know, I was there in the World Series, and there were little pockets of people, which looked kind of weird. But in that exhibition game, that whole right field, you know, seating was kind of full. I was like, wow, okay, that looks somewhat like we remember it. And so opening day obviously was it was a bit surreal, but it was also a lot – it seemed normal from what we remembered. And it was only a year and a half ago. It's not that long ago, but it seems so distant, you know, to see a full crowd like that. And so like the political part of it though, listen, everybody has their opinion. Nothing is black and white these days. And, you know, we get very polarized in our opinions, but at the same time, you know, I can look at it from a, you know, very concerning standpoint and say, okay, yes, coronavirus is still a real thing. And we got to be careful, and I challenge our fans to be, you know, mindful of that. But also, we have to, you know, look at that. There's a light at the end of the tunnel with this as well. You know, on the flip side of that, say it's good for our country to see that. It's good for us, some people to see that, have hope. There's a lot of people that have been really struggling in this time, and they need that. They need that to kind of get them out of that little funk they're in, to say, okay, nothing is going to ever improve. It's going to be like this forever. It's not going to be like this forever. We're going to get back to normal at some point. And that was a good, maybe, you know, eye-opening experience for a lot of people to say, okay, maybe there's some hope. This is a good thing for us.
Woody, last thing for you. Are you a golf fan? And if you are, do you have a golfer you're rooting for at the Masters?
Yeah, I am a golf fan. In fact, we're getting ready to go. We've been watching the Masters the whole time, up until you guys called. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good. I love talking to you guys. The Caleb Scrabb and I are we're getting ready to go golfing, and we talk about certain golfers. Rory McIlroy. He needs this for the Grand Slam. DeChambeau. Gets a lot of criticism for being like a scientist and this and that. And I heard a quote from him today that, I love it. A lot of our hitters feel the same way. And he's like, listen, I'm going to do everything I can to give myself every advantage possible on the golf course. That's with my body, my mind, my golf swing. And it was really cool to hear that. And I know there's a lot of maybe old school, golf fans that are, he's changing the game. He's doing this and that. But listen, this guy's trying to take, this is what we try to do. This is what we try to do as athletes, to try to find every advantage possible to succeed. And that kind of, I'll always root for, obviously, Bryson, because I love that mentality. And I love that our guys have that mentality. And hopefully it shows up at some point.
Awesome. Well, it was a great game yesterday. We're looking forward to the Padres rolling into town and looking forward to talking with you every single week. Thank you so much for the time today.
Appreciate you guys. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. Chris Woodward Show right there, brought to you by Medical City Healthcare, the destination choice for healthcare excellence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.